Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, January the 24th, 2023. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the issue of drugs and substance abuse among youths in Zimbabwe in view of a march by school children, parents and the police in Bulawayo's Entumbane high-density suburb yesterday. But first, an update on bail efforts by 26 opposition Citizens Coalition for Change or CCC members who were arrested over the weekend and charged with holding an illegal gathering at the residence of Budiriro Member of Parliament, Mr. Costa Machinga Uta. Lawyers for the accused continued arguments for their clients to be released on bail today, with CCC Interim Leader Nelson Chamisa in attendance and following court proceedings from the gallery. Before the court was gaveled into session, Mr. Chamisa had an opportunity to greet and shake hands with some of the accused members of his party, including Mkoba lawmaker Amos Chibaya and Zengeza West MP Job Sikala, who's been languishing in remand prison for more than 7 months now. Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo Live Talk, The Connection, okuluhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Namhlanje sibuyela njalo kudaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Sikhuluma ngontanga phela. Kodwa singakayi kulolu daba, siza kuya emthethwandaba kancane lapho umkhokheli webandla le-CCC, uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa ahambe khona namuhla ukuyasekela amalunga ebandla lakhe angamashumi amabili lasithupha 26 abotshelwe eBudiriro ngempelasonto esetheswa icala lokwenza umhlangano engelamvumo yamapholisa. Kwaziwa iba Tereri Nasi Muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka muZimbabwe zvikuru sei nevechidiki. Asi tisati tasvika ipapo tine nyaya yemutungamiri weCCC vaNelson Chamisa, avo vaenda kumatare nhasi kunotsigira nhengo dzebato ravo dzakasungwa kuBudiriro pakupera kwesvondo dzichipomerwa mhosva yekuita musangano dzisina mvumo yemapurisa. Speaking to reporters after court, Mr. Chamisa blasted President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government, saying it was harassing members of his party because it was scared of certain defeat in the coming elections.
Unononga madara yetu zviraramira achipamba street kubudiriro. Instead yekuti vanhu vasumudzirwe vanhu vanokanganiswa. Izvo zvinoratidza kupererwa. Asi kwa zvinoratidza kuti zvakunopera, ndinoziva kuti makata anoshura matero. So tachitaura vana Sikala, vese vana Chibaya, vese vari kutambudzwa, vatungamiri vedu vana Machinga Uta. Simbai, hakuna chinouya nyore. Nyuchi dzinoruma ndodzine uchi. Zvingarema, zvingaoma, asi makata anoshura matero.
Thank you.
CCC Interim Leader Mr. Nelson Chamisa there talking to journalists after attending a bail hearing for 26 members of his party arrested in Budiriro at the weekend. Elsewhere, President Emmerson Mnangagwa left the country for Senegal today for a food summit to be attended by 20 African heads of state in the capital, Dakar. The so-called Dakar 2 Feed Africa Summit runs under the theme Feeding Africa, Food Security and Resilience. Zimbabwe is one of the African countries with high levels of food insecurity in the 2022-23 farming season. About 3.8 million people are projected to face acute food insecurity during January through March 2023. Now back to our main topic, drug and substance abuse getting out of hand in Zimbabwe. With the police, parents and school children in Bulawayo joining hands and marching in the city's high-density suburb of Entumbane yesterday, calling for young people to refrain from substance abuse, which can have a detrimental effect on one's mental and physical health. Police have mounted a crackdown in the area, with several suspects appearing in court these days. Here is Provincial Police Spokesperson Inspector Abednego Ncube talking to VOA Studio 7 reporter Ezra Chisaspanda.
Today we are seeing ZRP Entumbane, the community of Entumbane, secondary schools in Entumbane High and colleges coming together to carry some crime awareness campaigns against drug abuse. And this is our main business and our day-to-day operations, that we analyze crime, and if we find a situation going out of hand, we meet our stakeholders and make a way forward. Entumbane has been identified as a drug-affected place, even though some of the information is not true. The issue that 17 youths were detained from Entumbane for drug abuse is not true. No one is coming up to confirm. But however, we appreciate that drugs are being abused in Entumbane like any other area. So the community that we are seeing today in Entumbane is that they are coming, rising up against the drugs, together with the police, our stakeholders, and everyone. We have arrested Lydia Ndovu, who was bringing her name as Lydia Mchimpulu, to evade or to avoid previous convictions to be identified or noted. However, through police diligence, everything was picked up and she is now remanded in custody to the 2nd of February. So we are coming to the world to say Entumbane, as much as say it is a drug-infected area, that is not the case. But the Entumbane community has come up to fight drugs. We have come to the youth, to the children, to the elders, parents' guidance to say any case, any issue of drug abuse should be reported to the police. And even citizen arrest is also allowed. So these are the campaigns that we have been doing. We met a lot of work throughout the whole of Entumbane, inviting people, as you are seeing this large crowd behind me, that we are saying together we can win this problem of drugs.
Kungabe kuyini amadrugs avela ngaba apheka benze njani bathola ngapha
kulezinto ezinjengembanje ezinye ungathola zingaba zivela phandle, ezinye ziyaba zilinywa lokhali khonapha, ngoba umuntu esimbophileyo belama-sachets amancane okutshengisa ukuthi ubegoqela nje okuncane lawo. La ma-drugs like onjengu lava, abanye they find them locally. Kungananzelela umkhulumeli wethu wamapolisa national ukukhulumile izolo emaphepheni ukuthi kule company ebanjiweyo ilotshwala obuningi illegal obungenile, basebe botshwala bobantu. So ziningi izinto, kodwa okuningi esesikwazi ikuthi njengentumbane izinto ebezihlupha entumbane zikhona lapha entumbane, yikho izakhamuzi ziyakwazi ukuthi abantu abadila la ma-drugs lawa ngobani. Sesithi whether kuvela phandle kumbe phakathi kwelizwe, sithi njengentumbane, njengebulawayo, asikuvaleleni kungangeni emzini omkhulu wakobulawayo.
Kusuka lapha-ke la kwamayamela lokuthi kumbe seliqedile ngentumbane.
Okwalamhla lapha sisaqedile, kodwa silama-operations afana nayo njengoba umnyaka uqalile. We set our targets ukuthi izigaba zonke sizazihamba. And uma sisenza lokhu ngama-campaigns ethu esiwayenzayo, kulandelwa ngama-operations sesi-raider ukuthi abantu bengathi sebajomile. Umuntu odila ama-drugs okungcono ukuthi ayekele, ngoba sithi drug abusers, drug dealers, nanzelelani, we are on your toes.
Abo vanga vari mutauriri wamapurisa kubulawayo Inspector Abednego Ncube vachitaura apo nemutori wedu wenhau Ezra Chisaspanda neZuro paurongwa hwekuratidzira hwakabatanidza mapurisa, vabereki uye vana vechikoro vachichema-chema nekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka kuEntumbane kubulawayo. School children also spoke at the Entumbane march yesterday, decrying drug abuse by their peers. These ones delivered their message through a performance.
Is this what the world has become by witch?
Is this what the world has become by witch? With so much goodness to make it change.
What happened to the beautiful world? No one's around in Entumban. Drugs are killing people in Entumban. What happened to the beautiful world?
Good job. What a performance there. A member of the police anti-drug unit was also on hand to explain the signs parents must look out for to spot a drug user.
It's one of the most commonly abused drugs. But in Jengo, Simon and Jan, it's what in my telltales. Who was the woman who was a visitor in Jengo? Who was the one that in Jengo, the Ambona was at the Umzimba? What are you kind? The other is cooler. It's not what you move. Simon and Wokuka, it's your woman. I think we would take Kukile, but the person would be suffering from dehydration. You can't find any wood job like any moonlight. It's one of the things you have to think about before you engage into starting to use in Jengu. From Jengu, I'll go to talk about this kind. But what happens when someone, what can you tell? How can you tell who this person is abusing Imbanje? Oh, mama, it's Indian.
Anzi na mai awanga wachitsana ngura. Anzi vavana vechidiki mawanza njengu nembanje. Uyezve anzi kuona munhu anoshandisa njengu anzi anokura nemusoro chete. And munhu anoshandisa mbanje anourawa nembanje steric. Anzi anoonekwa neappetite. Anzi madyiro acho ka anokatyamadza. Meno anosuta mbanje ndizvo here. And now to help us discuss this very important topic, we are joined by Tania Marumga, director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Tania, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you very much. The name of your organization is very curious, Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. I must confess, it's the first time I heard about your organization today, and I thought I should bring you on air. What exactly are you about? Are your members drug users?
Sorry?
Is your organization an organization of people who use drugs?
Yes, it is. It is actually an organization that is peer-led by people who are currently using and by people who are former users of drugs, yeah. So we are mainly into what you call harm reduction. This is another method of fighting substance abuse. It's a way of, we are advocating for harm reduction services, which is an activity which prioritizes public health and the well-being of people who use drugs. We understand that everyone is saying people need to stop using drugs, people need to get rehabilitated, but who is talking to them right now? The thing is, we are like a bridge between the public health institutes as well as the people who use drugs. We get to attend meetings which some of the people who use drugs are not allowed to even attend. We pass on information. We teach those people who use drugs about what drugs are, what they do, the characteristics, stimulants, depressants, and hallucinations, hallucinogens, and then we also educate them about the effects of these drugs that they're using to their bodies. That if prolonged use can cause diseases. We're just teaching them. You know, nobody really talks to people who are using drugs. It's like we are sidelined. There's what you call intoxiphobia, where it's the discrimination of people who use drugs and stigma. So we are that organization that is led by people with experiences in drug use and others who are currently using drugs. And we are also educating our peers who are using drugs on the dangers of using drugs. And we are also trying to get the government to understand that people who use drugs are not what people say we are. Not all of us are criminals, not all of us are thugs or prostitutes, as they say. We can be functional members of the community as well, despite using drugs.
Thank you.
So that's part of what Zimpod is really all about.
Okay.
And it's very controversial.
Yeah, thank you. I have more questions, and I'll be coming back to you there. Tania. We are also joined now by Bulawayo Councillor for Emganwini, Ubaba Mpumelelo Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Siyabonga Moyo. Siyazi ngomunye wama councillor kuBulawayo aphatheke kabi kakhulu. Ngodaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa, siyazi lo hlelo oluzayo kusikhathane esilandelayo uke waba lolunye kunsukwana ezedluleyo. Izolo sibone amapholisa ebambisana labantwana labazali eNtumbane bekhankasela ukuthi hayi abasebenzisa izidakamizwa manini, chiyanani lalowo mkhuba ngoba ngumkhuba omubi kakhulu. Ungathi udubo lolu lubhaye kanganani edolobheni lakoBulawayo?
Ngibonga Mnumzana. Udubo lolu luvamile kakhulu, njalo siyabona imihla yonke abantwana kuthiwa sekulesebenzi sebe-admithiwe kubongotsheni. Yinto ephilayo, yinto ekhona, yinto eselimaze abantwana bakoBulawayo. Njalo singathi mebhasilimaze iZimbabwe yonke ebantwaneni, iyaphila sibili indaba le yama-drugs ezidakamizwa. Umkhankaso lo wadwenziwe noma kakhulu ifithi ukuhle khona ngoba mina ngokubona kwami staff la into singathi ukuthi ngobe le yama-drugs ekamiso ngoba laba ababike kuthengiseni ama-drugs yibo ababangela ukuthi bona bakubhizinisi abalandaba labantwana abalandaba lalaba abasebenzisa izidakamizwa lezi ungathola ukuthi bona abona ababathengisayo ngabasebenzisa ama-drugs lawa abavumi lokuthi maybe abantu abanababo begazi bagazi basebenzisa ama-drugs lawa kodwa bafuna ukuthi ngela kanye bezo kodwa bebulala umphakathi.
Ifoni yakho ingani yeqa mnumzana Moyo, ngicela uchede lapho khona ngizaphenduka kuwe. Timbozokera kuna Mozware Tania Marumga. Tania, uri kutaura kuti organization yakho i-organization yevanhu vanoshandisa zvinodhaka, and that's something that many people frown upon, kuti muri kubudira pachena kuti muri kushandisa zvinodhaka. How important, zvakakosha nei, zvakakosha sei kuti kunge kune organization yakaita senyu, uyezve rubatsiro rupi rwamuri kupa vanhu vari kushandisa zvinodhaka izvi?
So, as I said, SEMPOD is an organization that is particularly under the harm reduction pillar. It is situated as information dissemination, we educate them. Kutima drugs, mwere kushandisa aya, aga shaga, hante. And shaga kosho titiwe person to say SEMPOD, pakuti no one really listens. Kutima nanoshansa zvinodhaka. And this thing with stigma and discrimination is really what we are trying to address. Because if I come out in the open about my drug use, then I can be also able to access health services. Because but at the same time, if I access health services, if I also hear and my doctors, I would learn that I'm actually injuring myself. And right now, we don't do treatment in social services and other people who use drugs. We are into information dissemination, NEMA referral services. So, can a person who is a user, some educators, do you know drugs are like this? This is what they're doing to your body. This is what happens in prolonged use or if you take high doses. My principles of harm reduction. Autonomy. Because someone gets to make a decision for themselves. In a way, nobody really ever gets to them. Most of the people are just stop, don't do drugs. And then the way criminals, there's this stigma. You know, even if you're someone who uses occasionally, you are also part of that group. You're in the air, they are criminals, they are thugs. The society is angry about people who use drugs. And we understand that they can be violent, they are thieves, they're just unbearable to live with in the community. But we want the community to understand that this is a person who is using drugs, who probably needs help. And we've done support groups where we meet my users, my current users, and the original basis. Because when we have someone just decided, maybe if I smoke a little mat, it's like to get a good time, pastime. My friends are doing it. Some of them and stuff. Is to enhance the character power, a boost to the basa. You know, you can work more. We've met people who tell you I can't work without smoking, whether it's meth or even nicotine, kayo, kana crypto meth, or any of those things. Then, it's like you're basically cooking yourself from the inside out.
Tanya, njengu idoro?
Yeah, njengu is alcohol. It's actually made of ethanol.
Okay.
Usually, it's like, Zimbabwe, kune those sugar refinery companies, I think they were going to supply some of this ethanol in bulk. And then you go and all kune awo ngo chitaura nema police on the kune company rikugadzira in industry soko. So I think is, you know, their color, you know, taste, and then you know, in a funny labels, and then in a community that is a brand label, like a name, I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to get into trouble, but in a sticker, you know, like a genuine alcohol brand, and but if it's either vodka or brand, so it comes in either colorless mm-hmm. and the brown formula.
Hold it there, Tania. We are running off time, but I'll come back to you. For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking drug abuse among youth. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And joining me tonight is Mpumelelo Moyo, Bulawayo Councillor for Emganwini, and Tamia Marumga, Director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Mnumzana Moyo, ngipenduke kuwe. Injengu, uyashu, lokuzenu, Marumga, lapho ukuthi butshwala. Yini ama policy makers though at a local level utshwala buzavunyelwa njani ukuthi bube sesitolo kodwa abantu nxa sebebuthenga sebenatha sokungama drugs sokubophisa. Councillor Moyo,
ngiyabonga injengulezi ngiyabonga injengulezi asiyotshwala obutholakala over the counter. Utshwala obuthengisa ucatshile esingathi buyabe bufihlwa utshwala obuchiphileyo, utshwala obujayele ukuba ngama-imports kumbe obuyenziwa kuma-backyards kumbe okwenziwa kuma-industry lawa acatshileyo, asotshwala obuvumelwayo obuthengiswa ezitolo njalo yibo obuyingozi kakhulu ebantwaneni labo esengengahlangana labo xa bekunatha lokhuyana kulelinye ibala balisebenzisayo ukuthi umuntu uyasticker umthola engani seyinzombi engasakwanisi kwenza lutho eselenga ukuthi noma usumfuqa umsunduza uma umtshaya ngempama bathiya besestikile engasakwanisi kwenza lutho. Mina kungiphatha kubi sibili indaba le njengu ungakhumbula mhla ka-3 December ngeke ngenze i-tournament ye-drug and substance abuse awareness. Khathesi mhla ka-4 February 2023 ngiyayenza futhi eyinye khathesi izabihlanele netball ngoba ngiyananzelela ukuthi izidakamizwa lezi zisetshenziswa ngabafana lamankazana. So khathesi sizabe sihlanganisile i-tournament leyo ukuthi sibafundise abanawo bami ukubana injengulezi ziyababulala imizimba. Uthola ukuthi umuntu noma esekhulile umzimba usabuyela uhlume ngendlela akumele ibe yiyo yona. Omunye osebenzisa ama-drugs onatha injengulezi ngoma ehamba laphana uyahlumbona ukuthi hhayi lowo ngusisi kumbe ngubhudi wenjengu umzimba wakho uhle ubone usunciphile la esehamba
limqotho limqotho lelo moya kuthiwa umuntu wenjengu ukhula ngekhanda. And I'm sorry we're out of time, but siyabonga Councillor lo Tania, sizaphinda sixoxe ngodaba olufanayo njalo kumsukwana ezizayo because this is a very important issue. And that brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guests, Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo for Emganwini in Bulawayo and Tania Marumga, Director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Thank you also at home for listening and watching. I'm your host, Tumamili Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.